Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service. Throughout this series, you've heard the voice of our Pastor Emeritus, John Ed Matheson, reading our devotionals. This week, we're asking John Ed some questions and following it up each day with a celebration about one of the ministry areas here at Fraser. Today, John Ed answers the question, what effect did the In His Steps ministry have on the growth at Fraser?
Oh, well, it was essential to the growth. It became the platform that Fraser operated on. And when people found a place in any of that, in say in serving, they'd go out and invite their friends. Hey, come, let me tell you what I'm doing in the, oh, you're doing that. Yeah, and there's something for you to do. And it was invitational to come get involved. And it became specific. Praying, attending worship. A lot of people just thought, well, hey, I don't know about attending worship. We said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And it became a concrete, specific way in which people could make a commitment and they would go forward. Let me tell you a story that happened. There was a huge ice storm hit Montgomery. Every church in town called off worship on Sunday because of the ice storm on Saturday. And people asked me, are we going to call it off? I said, well, it might not turn out to be as bad. I just can't call off worship. And so I got up here about 7 o'clock that morning on Sunday morning. You had to be careful walking on the ice. And the first person I saw was Ms. Lucille Bichelle, who is the oldest member of the church. And she was carefully walking. And I said, oh, Ms. Bichelle, I didn't expect to see you here. And she looked down, why? She said, and in his steps, I said I would be here 48 Sundays. And this wasn't one of the Sundays I'd planned to be away. So I wanted to be here. And the oldest member of the church was here on an icy Sunday along with a lot of other folks. But she had made that commitment back at In His Steps.
We're wrapping up today by hearing about what has been happening in our Fraser Young Adults groups over the past year.
Fraser Young Adults, or FYA for short, is a ministry of Fraser Church for those around the ages of 25 to 45, with the purpose of providing intentional discipleship, enriching fellowship, and opportunities to serve the community together. FYA is comprised of 5 Sunday morning Bible study groups: Ears to Hear, The Story, Family Foundation, Cornerstone, and Seasons of Life. Every week, each class dives into Scripture together, strengthening their knowledge and understanding of God's Word. Throughout the year, FYA groups come together for fellowship events to help grow connections between groups. The singles have gone bowling and axe throwing, the men have had a lake day, and the ladies have even made custom earrings together. 3 times a year, all of the FYA classes come together for ministry-wide events like going to the biscuits games and cookouts at the pavilion. Being on mission together is a huge part of the FYA DNA. Last year, the 5 FYA classes joined forces to minister to the Montgomery Christian School by sponsoring class parties, making student and teacher goodie bags, and packing 116 food bags, one for each family to use over their Christmas break. FYA also hosted a Widow Serve Day, where members of the FYA community were able to bless local widows by caring for their yard work and other small outdoor tasks. A lay-led council of FYA members gives leadership to the ministry, and with their efforts, FYA continues to grow and provide a vibrant community for young adults and young families who are new to the area and new to our faith family.